Last month, 35-year-old Oakley resident Rory Bowen was charged with one count of aggravated sexual abuse after a 13-year-old girl in his 7th-grade math class said he had touched her buttocks over her clothing on several occasions during the past school year. The county attorney's office reported 3 more girls have made similar charges, leading prosecutors to add 3 more counts. While Bowen had previously been released on $20,000 bail, the county asked to increase that to $150,000. Authorities argued that he presented a danger to the community and could be a flight risk. However, his attorney James Lewis said in a filing last week that such a high bail would in essence put Bowen in jail and leave him without any resources to defend himself. Lewis said his client had no support structure of family or friends out of state. According to a court filing Monday, Judge Shaughnessy denied the increased bail but ordered that Bowen turn in his passport to his attorney. He also has to get a GPS ankle monitor by the end of the week, and Bowen is ordered to have no contact with the alleged victims. Each of the sex abuse charges is a first-degree felony. A conviction carries a mandatory sentence of 15 years to life. Bowen has a preliminary hearing scheduled on June 16th before Judge Ryan Harris. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.